phrase by John, that John the Baptist is quoted about John the Baptist, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths. Now, it's kind of a very vivid image if you really think about it. What does it look like to make straight a path? You know, if you've ever watched road construction, it's really incredible nowadays what they can do to literally lower a hill and raise up a valley. They can make it look so easy anymore to just move dirt from one place to another and to get it set right and get it lined up and get it paved and everything. It almost seems effortless. And obviously there's a lot of effort that goes into it. There's a lot of labor that goes into it. You know, preparing a road, building a road, especially like the interstate, the superhighways and things like that, they take a lot of work. There's a lot of effort that goes into that. But to prepare that path, to make it a smooth, easy, straight road is a lot of work, is important if that road is going to be successful. Obviously, John the Baptist isn't talking about building highways. He's not talking about that we need to build a highway so that God can come to us. He's talking spiritually. Prepare the way of the Lord in your lives. Prepare the way of the Lord in our community, in our families, in our area, those around us. Prepare the way of the Lord to live within us. That's what he's talking about. So how do we do that? How do we prepare the way of the Lord in our lives? How do we prepare ourselves? Because, of course, that's what Advent is about. Advent is about preparing the way of the Lord in our lives as we prepare to celebrate Christmas. So how do we do that? Well, over the last few weeks in the bulletin, my little article, I've been talking about the message that came out of Akita, Japan, from Sister Agnes, the religious sister who had visions of guardian angels and spoke to her guardian angels, spoke to Our Lady, and others throughout the 60s, 70s, and 80s. And this is an approved apparition. This is an apparition that did occur and that it was approved by the church. And recently she had a message once again from the angel, from her guardian angel. And the guardian angel called that we are to be doing acts of prayer, penance, and sacrifice. Now, I don't mention this message saying that it's absolutely true, it happened. I believe it is personally. However, it has not been formally approved by the church. But the reason why I say I believe personally that it's true, and whether it's true or not, the message is still consistent. It is still consistent with the call of John the Baptist that we see in the gospel today, and I'll talk about that in a minute. It is consistent with the call of our Lord throughout his earthly ministry. It is consistent with every major apparition that have been approved by the church throughout all the history of the church. This has been the constant call of the disciple, of a disciple, is to do prayer, penance, and sacrifice. And this is what John the Baptist is calling people to when he's out there in the desert. What does he say? Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. He is calling us to repent. He was calling the people of Israel at that time, those from Jerusalem and all Judea and that area. And he is calling us. And this has been our call from our Lord as well. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Well, the kingdom of God is at hand for each and every one of us. And as part of that, we need to do these acts of prayer, penance, and sacrifice. That is what repentance is about. And it's something that we should do, not just during this Advent season as we're preparing for Christmas, not just during the Lenten season as we get ready for Easter, but every day of our lives we are called to be doing acts of prayer, penance, and sacrifice. And so that's why I think it's so important to talk about that message, not because the message itself may be true or not, but because what the message is calling us to is true. And that if we do these acts of prayer, penance, and sacrifice, that will ignite that fire of the Holy Spirit within us. See, when we were baptized by the Holy Spirit in fire, as John the Baptist says. We have received that fire of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And too easy for us, we allow it to die down. It's too easy to do that. To allow that fire to die down and go dormant, become just a smoldering coal, not producing a lot of heat, not a lot of light. But if we do acts of prayer, penance, and sacrifice in our lives, seeking the salvation that those acts lead to, that fire will ignite in us and it will blaze within us, leading us to bring others to that salvation. That fire will burn in and through us. People will be able to see it in us. This is what John the Baptist is talking about with the fruit of repentance. You know, he warns the Pharisees and the Sadducees, don't think that you can just come here and you're good to go. You need to have true repentance, and there needs to be fruit from that repentance. That is what he's talking about, is that when that fire is burning within us, because we have allowed the fire of the Holy Spirit to be stoked within us through those acts of prayer, penance, and sacrifice, that fire will blaze and it will show forth in our love for God and love for neighbor. It will help us to follow those two great commandments. So our call truly is to perform these acts of prayer, penance, and sacrifice so that we might truly love God and love neighbor. We might produce the good fruit that we can see, that will be noticeable. Because, of course, John the Baptist also warns, if you do not produce good fruit, you'll be like a tree that is cut down. That should be a dire warning for us if we take that analogy to what it leads to. That if we do not produce good fruit, it could lead us to missing out on our salvation. And of course, we don't want to do that. We want to enter into eternal life with our Lord. So may we truly hear John the Baptist's call, the call also of Isaiah the prophet, to make straight the path in our lives for God, to have that repentance from prayer, penance, and sacrifice, and allow the fire of the Holy Spirit to burn in our lives.